So Nova Scotia announced a new marketing campaign, which aims to build on tourism recovery. This new marketing campaign was launched on March 6th. We're here today with Joanne Fitzgerald to learn more about it. Hi, Joanne. How are you doing today?
I'm great, Sarah. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thank you. Joanne, can you tell us a little bit about... Oh, of course. Thank you for taking the time. Can you tell us a little bit about your job position and what do you do?
Absolutely. My job here with Tourism Nova Scotia is I'm the Chief Marketing Officer, and I really drive with my team, drive marketing for the province to really entice people to come here and choose Nova Scotia as their best choice for their vacation.
And can you tell us a little bit about the marketing campaign?
Absolutely. So the campaign we just launched this week is really, it's a brand new marketing campaign to really encourage people to spend their vacation time and money in Nova Scotia. And it's really building on the tourism industry's strong recovery in 2022. The Your Ocean Playground campaign highlights the wonderful things there are, the wide variety of things to do there are in Nova Scotia. Like, there's so many wonderful things, and really draws on an emotional connection with the delights of, you know, the beautiful ocean seacoast. So it's really working to set us apart from our other Maritime and Atlantic Canada friends, and really owning the ocean and all the wonderful things that come out of that. And it doesn't mean it has to be something directly connected to the ocean, but influenced by the ocean. So we have things, of course, that are wonderful seaside accommodations and you know, wonderful wines that are influenced by the sea. And that's what we're trying to own in this beautiful campaign. And it shows a couple that goes across the 13,000 kilometers of seacoast that we have in Nova Scotia. And it shows and demonstrates all those wonderful places to see and do. Of course, it doesn't capture absolutely everything. We have a variety of different pieces of our campaign that help really illustrate the province from coast to coast to coast to coast.
And how long will this campaign be running for?
Most of the summer. It will run in our target markets in terms of Ontario, Quebec, Northeast US, through most of the summer.
And how will this year's campaign be different from the years before? What can Nova Scotians look forward to?
What they can look forward to is the sense of charm, and it's a fresh creative that we've brought to our campaigns. One of the things that we always strive to do is to be able to demonstrate the variety of things to see and do in Nova Scotia. It's always been something we want to make sure that people understand that, you know, there's so many different things, because not everybody understands all that variety. So what they're going to see differently this time is how that beautiful, fresh, creative, that fun and the charming way that we go in to share with people all those wonderful experiences, and really drives home that emotional connection with the sea. And that's the big differentiator there.
Has tourism increased in Halifax over the couple of years? Can you talk about that?
For sure. Yeah, it's definitely has been increasing. Nova Scotia really has really shown strong tourism recovery in 2022. Like all of us, we had suffered through the pandemic, but in 2022, we welcomed over 1.9 million visitors to Nova Scotia, and that's a million more visitors compared to 2021. So visitation is still below pre-pandemic levels, but things like accommodation sales surpassed pre-pandemic levels. We know that our businesses are still facing some of those challenges because of the pandemic, but we're seeing that recovery starting, and it's really good news for the industry. And we're just really excited about the campaign and really looking forward to 2023 and being able to help all our industry and our businesses and operators to really, really grow even more this year.